Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So if you've never listened to this show before, welcome to this platform. I'm so happy you're here. If you have listened in the past, then welcome back. So we are in a beautiful energy today. Today that I'm recording this actually during the solar eclipse in Libra. So how about that? We're in this very powerful energy and I am totally feeling it. I've been deeply connected with the cycles of nature for some time and I invite you to do the same. It totally helps with just navigating life if you can be connected to the energies in which the seasons are changing. I feel like it's so powerful. And so much of eclipse energy for me personally is around some kind of change, right? And anytime we are dealing with change, a lot of times what can come up is resistance. So that's really the core of this episode. And what I really want to talk about is the energy of resistance, which can almost always come from, you know, something that's changing in your life. So I love this topic. I think it's something that everybody will go through in their life, regardless of where you are in your life. Resistance is a freaking energy that's just there. It's reality and it's gonna happen. So with the energy of resistance, it basically shows up, like I said, when you are fixing to change in some way, shape, or form. It's like you are wanting to change, you're wanting something different in your life. From that space, the energy of resistance comes up because it's just so powerful. In my opinion, the energy of resistance really comes up and it's like you can feel it, okay? Like you can feel it. Whereas sometimes like I could be sad or I can be angry and I won't even really notice those emotions. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'll mostly be feeling pretty neutral unless it's like really tugging at me. Then I will feel it. But I can't say the same with the energy of resistance. I can always feel it energetically in my body and I can always see it straight away reflecting in my physical material environment because I won't be moving forward with something. So I was listening to, I'm not sure if it was YouTube or an audiobook, but the author, Stephen Pressfield, I'm sure you've heard of him. I think he's come out with so many books, but one, he was talking about the energy of resistance and how essentially it's a negative force that arises whenever we are trying to move from a lower level to a higher level. And I could not agree with that definition more. I feel like that's exactly what the F it is about. It's like when you're trying to move from a lower level to a higher level, a lot of times you can experience resistance. So he was kind of going through these different explanations, these different examples of resistance and like how it can show up in your life. So I want to take a moment to look at this energy, because no matter what role you're playing in your life, whether that be retiree or you are fresh starting a new venture in entrepreneurship, or you just had a child, so you're a new mom or dad, or you're starting a new job, maybe you just were promoted to a managerial position, or maybe you quit your job and you're starting into a new profession that's more aligned for you. Whatever it is, no matter where we are in life, you could be starting a new relationship, dating someone new. There's this energy of resistance that can come up always. And it's just so important that we do not let it stop us. If anything, it is a signpost. It is a beautiful signpost that's showing us that's exactly where we need to go, is break through that resistance, break through the fear and push through it anyway. So in this thing that I was listening to with Stephen Pressfield, who was giving different examples, right, around the energy of resistance and ways in which it can show up in life. And so I figured, let me throw some of these examples into the podcast episode, because that could help ground this topic and maybe show you a way in which this energy could be showing up for you in your life. First and foremost, he said, it surely will come up anytime you are launching any type of entrepreneurial venture, regardless of what it is. Any diet or health regimen, a change, resistance will show up. Any kind of spiritual advancement, a lot of times resistance can come up. A desire to overcome an addiction of any sorts, resistance can come up. Higher education can experience resistance in moving forward with learning more, expanding your knowledge, pushing yourself further by buying a course or something like that. Really, he also mentioned really any enterprise whose aim is to help others. A lot of times there is resistance on both ends, right? There could be resistance with the person that's opening it up and resistance with the people who could be wanting to donate or help this company or this charity or this nonprofit. He also talks about how any act that entails a commitment to the heart a lot of times can have resistance. And, you know, he goes into deeper, more detailed ways like having a child, weathering a rocky patch, in a relationship, anything like that. He was just pointing out these different ways in which resistance could come up in your life. Now, what I know for sure is that you'll know if you are experiencing resistance, because to me, like I mentioned, it shows up energetically in a super powerful way. It's like, boom, here it is. Resistance is like smacking you in the face. It's making you feel like you can't move forward with something. It's freaking you out. It's putting you into stress mode, anxiety mode. And all you have to do is actually just push through. So one thing I wanted to hit on this episode, though, because I feel like it's important, is the energy of like when you're feeling resistance because it's not in soul alignment. What I want to talk about there when it comes to meeting resistance when it's not in soul alignment is that it's a different kind of feeling. Like you can feel into this for yourself to see like what it is for you. But to me, resistance shows up in two different ways. It shows up one way where I'm just like, it feels like I'm frozen. Like I don't want to move forward. Like I almost feel anxiety and kind of like fear energy. Then I could have resistance with something that feels like a soul no. And really that feels like more of a dread kind of energy. It feels more like, it just feels like this is not for me. That's really the words that come to mind. Like when I'm experiencing resistance, when it's not in soul alignment, is I literally could almost hear myself saying it out loud. This is not for me. I'm not supposed to be here. Something like that. And then that's where the resistance kicks in. And that's really when I start to feel resistance in a way where it's just like, no, 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 love. Like this is not in alignment for you, tapping me on the shoulder and telling me to go a different direction. So I just wanted to point that out because the topic of this episode is resistance. What is it? Where is it? How to get through it in the highest vibration. But you can't do that. We can't talk about that unless we look at when resistance is in soul alignment and when it's not in soul alignment. And like I mentioned, you can figure this out for yourself, how it feels to you energetically in your body. But for me personally, in my life, what I've experienced is resistance when it's like, no, girl, you need to go, you need to move forward, you need to keep going with this thing. When it's that, I'm telling you that like I will literally feel like nervous, kind of like just very nervous, anxious, anxiety. But then once I just do it, it's just like I'm on freaking cloud nine. I'm like, wow, like that was the best decision ever. I'm so happy I did that. Like I'm just like so over the moon. And that's the reward for pushing through resistance when it's in soul alignment. Now on the flip side of that, when it's not in soul alignment, I can just tell you from my experience how it feels for me, which is really that it feels like dread. It literally feels like dread. Like, and I can almost hear myself saying out loud to myself, I'm not supposed to be here. This isn't for me. I should not have done that. Like I will say out loud because it's just like, no, it's like a soul no, I should not. And I'm hitting this resistance because it's like soul is tapping me on the shoulder being like, yo, like, what are you doing? This is not for us. This is not in the direction of what we're supposed to be going in. And to me, the difference is when I feel that dreadful feeling, that heavy blanket on me, feeling like I've just put like a 30 or 40 or 50 pound rock like in my backpack or something. It literally feels so heavy, like no. But when it's in soul alignment, it just feels like frozen. Like I feel frozen energetically, but I feel nervous and anxious. Like I know I'm supposed to go and do this, but I'm scared. And that's how I know it's a soul yes, right? But it's just I need to overcome this resistance in order to accomplish this thing, in order to push through onto what it is I know I'm supposed to be doing. So I just wanted to mark that and speak to that because that's an important part of meeting resistance in life is understanding when it's actually a soul yes, like resistance that you're feeling, you need to overcome it, or soul no resistance, it's not for you. So another thing I wanted to mention here is that when it comes to resistance, you have to psych yourself up about what you're about to do. Honestly, like you have to literally imagine yourself, fantasize about being on the other side of this change. Like you have to amp yourself up about it. Like nobody else is going to do that for you. You have to push yourself and get yourself super psyched about the actual change that's going to take place. Because the truth is that it's not even the resistance doesn't come from the change that you are trying to make in your life. I listed in a whole bunch of examples of how resistance can come up in different areas of our life, but resistance really doesn't come up because of those things. It comes up because of an emotion that you're feeling. So you're feeling this emotion, you'll know that there's this feeling behind it where it's like, okay, change is about to happen and you feel this emotional charge behind it. And again, it's just this feeling of like, okay, let me look at that emotion. I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling resistance. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling nervous, anxious. Let me address that and be like, it's okay. It's okay that I feel this way. That's normal. I'm a human being, but this is a soul yes for me. I need to push through with this thing. Or on the flip side, again, for me personally, it's resistance, but it's a soul no. I always feel dread, and I feel like this heavy weight on my shoulders, kind of like I'm carrying a heavy like blanket over me or something like that. Like it's just like, whoa, like there's a stark difference between the two. So I just wanted to note that in case you feel the same thing, right? Like I can't be for sure how you feel when you are experiencing a soul no resistance, but also just recognizing the way you feel when it's a soul yes, but you're feeling resistance. You're always going to know the difference behind those when you're able to understand the emotions that go behind anything that's serving up change in your life. So like I mentioned before, creating creating a vision about where you're going is imperative. Like, you have to connect to that North Star. Like, you literally have to envision, like, why are you doing this thing? What is the whole soul reason why you're going after this thing or you're wanting to do this thing? You have to literally put your energy behind it and be like, no, like, this is what we're gonna do. F that. I've got it, and I'm not going to like even think about it. This is going to be the thing that I'm going to do because it feels like I'm scared. I feel this resistance. I feel this hesitation, but no, I'm going to do it. And so a big part of that, I have to say, is believing in yourself. Like, you have to fucking believe in yourself. Like, I'm sorry, like, you can't have doubts in yourself if you want to overcome resistance. Like, I mean, everybody does, but you have to overcome it. Like, the belief in yourself has to be greater than the doubt. You know, you almost have to psych yourself up. There's this energy around pushing through to resistance. It's almost like you have to be delusionally optimistic about what it is that you're about to do. That's actually my secret to success, is like, I become delusionally optimistic about what I'm about to do. I have to create a story in my head about what this is going to look like, the way I'm gonna create it. It's gonna be amazing, all of this stuff. But I have to create this almost delusion in my mind. It's like being delusionally optimistic about what I'm about to do in order to push through resistance and any fears that come up, anxieties that come up, for I'm about to move into this next thing that I'm going to overcome in my life. So to me, that's the biggest, most important piece that I could say on this episode when it comes to resistance, is that you have to believe in yourself. Like, I was listening to something a week or two ago, and it was talking about resistance when it comes to change and when you're trying to make change, even within a large company, let's say. And let's say that you are trying to make change within a company and your employees are super resistant to the change. A lot of times, like, they did this survey, and it was like over 90% of the reason why most people are experiencing resistance is because they don't believe that it can be better on the other side. They don't believe in what is on the other side of that, that it could actually be better. So it's almost like you have to have that conversation with yourself. You have to believe with like every cell in your body, like, no, this is gonna work. This is beautiful. This is amazing. This is what I'm co-creating with the universe. You have to have your vision board. You have to have your journal. You have to be like vocally manifesting that shit. You need to be listening to like powerful abundance affirmations out loud. Like, you need to be listening to frequencies that are like elevating your life and you're clearing your mind and helping your cognition. Like, you have to be on like all cylinders. Like, you have to be on in order to push past it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, resistance is a motherfucker. Like, it's one of those things where if you do not literally face that shit, you're not actually going to overcome it. You're going to push back and you're just gonna be like, I'm comfortable. I'm good where I am. I don't need to do that. You'll have 1,000 quote unquote good reasons not to move forward with something just because you actually have a fear about it or you're afraid to move forward with this thing. So I just think it's so important that no matter what you're doing in your life, if you are making change, you're trying to do something different in your life, I don't care if it's just like a change in your diet or a change in your relationship or a change in your business or whatever it is, you have to overcome the resistance that is going to try to hold you back, because it's always going to be there. I'm not trying to be, you know, negative or anything, but I'm just saying you're always going to feel it. And if you feel resistance and you're like, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this and I should just be doing this other thing instead, you're going to convince yourself not to go after your dreams. You're literally going to convince yourself that it's not what you actually want to be doing. And that's the opposite of your vision board, right? That's the opposite of the highest expression of your soul life. You have to be very clear on where it is that you're going, know what your North Star is. You don't have to know every detail. You don't have to know how, like, exactly what you're going to do. You just have to know, like, what do I want my life to look like? As long as you can keep that and you can hold that vision in your mind, you will push past resistance. Okay. You will push past resistance. You will kick that motherfucker in the mouth. Like, it will be over, you know, like you will push past resistance and you will move on. Like, it's going to be awesome. Like, so I just say that to say that it is very real. And if you're experiencing it in your life and it's coming up and it's holding you back, you have to connect with your North Star. You have to really think about, like, where it is that you want to go, how you want to overcome this thing. And you have to truly connect to that thing deep down within yourself that puts you on the path to begin with, right? Like, puts you on the path to creating what you started to create to begin with, because that's the only thing that's going to push you through when you feel like you should not. And that's really kind of the goal and the energy behind this episode, is that when it comes to overcoming resistance, you know, which always is going to show up anytime you're trying to move, you know, like Stephen Pressfield said, from, it's basically a negative force that shows up when you're trying to move from a lower level to a higher level. And so it's going to happen. And it's just about knowing that. Don't bend the knee to it. Like, don't give up on yourself. You have to psych yourself up. You have to imagine you're on the other side of that change. You have to create that vision for yourself on where you're going. If you don't, you will stay stuck in the resistance and it will hold you back. So I hope that this episode has given you some encouragement. I feel like resistance is a huge part of every person's life and everything that you're trying to accomplish or go for in your life. I gave two examples of ways in which it's going to show up when it's in soul alignment, right? At least for me, it just shows up as like fear. It feels like I'm frozen. It feels like I have anxiety or something like that. If it's a soul no, it literally, for me personally, it feels like dread. It feels like a heavy blanket on my back. It feels like I'm carrying 1,000 rocks in my backpack. So it's like, you will know the difference between your soul yes and your soul no. I talked about that on the last episode too, but overcoming resistance is going to be a huge part of moving forward to your soul yes in order to accomplish the thing that you intended to accomplish to begin with. So I hope this episode has helped you in some way, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.